radio specializing in indie noises of the 1990s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. We'll be right back. welcome. You are listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, BC. It's the Noise of Carpet here today from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Thanks for joining me. A couple of songs there. That was Jail from their Murder Records EP of 1995, a song called Wash My Hands. That sounds like 1995 for sure. And before that, you listen to a band called The Cinch with Kathy, Mark, Matthew, Cece, and Jen on vocals and percussion from Vancouver. So a band's called The Cinch, and the song's called French Maid from their EP from 2002. Snuck that one in. So thank you and welcome to Noise of Carpet, our weekly toe-dipping into the music of the 1990s and the time of hope. The Berlin Wall is down, Nelson Mandela was released, and scraggly uncostumed types making great music for a generation that was now defined and labeled with the help of our local boy, Doug Copeland. Let's see. And we were also, at this time, we were unencumbered by digital distraction in the 90s. Personal musical selection was a cultural value. You had to buy it or source it to hear it. So the meaning of your choice held a significance that is now lost. What are we going to do today? Well, we got some new music from a couple of bands called Patio and the Julies. And we're also going to kind of a couple of maybe some off-the-cuff stuff. We'll see how the afternoon goes. And we'll sort of dip into some Generation X anthems, songs that sort of started ended up the 80s, ended up in late 80s and starting into the early 90s. They kind of were linchpins or often quoted as being sort of a start of the 90s, the indie music scene. So that would include Dinosaur Jr., maybe a little bit of Sonic Youth, and maybe some Superchunk. But to start things off today, we are going to head over to England with a band called Moonshake and a song called Seance. It's from their Big Good Angel CD from 1993. So thanks for listening and welcome.
Feel her. together until... Let's eat carrots together until...
From 1995, there's Chibumato from Japan. And someone other than me, maybe the quietest, described this group and this record, Viva La Woman, as food-obsessed avant-rap record that dared to be ridiculous at a time when full-throated earnestness was shipping millions. It's their debut, kind of kitschy club music, I guess you could call it, from 1995. And before that was Moonshake from 1993, a song called Seance. And Moonshake is, I forget it, maybe Margaret Fiedler went on to form the band Leica, which has some more interesting trip-hop sounds from the 90s, which we'll play some other time in the future on this show. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Community Radio Society, running until, next week. There's a Took Craft Fair community event and fundraiser on December 1st from 6 to 10 and on December 2nd and 3rd from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Western Front in East Vancouver. It's featuring over 40 BC-based artists, craftspeople, designers. Join us to find unique textiles, ceramics, accessories, stationery, and home and body products to cherish or to gift to a loved one. So again, the Western Front, Google them. I don't forget what the address is, Mount Pleasant, but it is famous for hosting the Young Marble Giants back in about 1980. So let's get into some anthems here. So the first song we'll play is by a band called Dinosaur Jr. They started in the mid-80s. Jay Maskus, Lou Barlow of Future Sebado, after he was kicked out of the band after probably this record, 1998, and another fellow, I don't remember his name. So this song is Freak Scene. It's about them sort of breaking up, and it's the third album recorded at Fort Apache in Boston, and we will get into that studio at some point as well. So from Massachusetts, so this song is described, Jay Maskus is sloppy virtuosity and croaky vocals. The guys are splitting up here, and Kurt Cobain is famously influenced by this band. They used to be called Dinosaur, but some supergroup, some rock supergroup called Dinosaurs, had their lawyers give them a call, so they added Junior to the moniker, much like Charlatans and The Beat have done as well. So this is Dinosaur Junior's song called Freak Scene, and from 1988, and then we'll move on into some Sonic Youth after this. So this is 1988. Have a listen to the sounds, and maybe if you can, listen back to two or three songs ago for a jail. From the East Coast, that would be on Sub Pop eventually, and see if you can see any similarities. So again, here's Dinosaur Jr. on Noise of Carpet, CJSF 90.1, CJSF.ca.
will you? Cause when I need a friend, it's still you.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
So that was Dinosaur Jr. with Freak Scene. There's a little harmonies in there, some nice melodies, and a bit of guitar jangle. That's what we like, and that's what ended up happening a lot more 5, 6, 7 years after that. That's 1988. Next song, let's go into Sonic Youth territory. Juno McGuff does not approve of Sonic Youth. It's all noise, she says, in the movie Juno. To Jason Bateman's creepy character. But is it noise? I don't know. Like this one, this is a classic, and again, often cited as an intro into the 90s and a generational anthem. The song's Teenage Riot. These are known as, Sonic Youth's known as white noise terrorists. And this album, and this song, we've got Kim. Whenever Kim sings, it's fantastic. Not a huge fan of Thurston these days, but anyway, that's life. Back. Let's just forget about that. So Kim has got some vocals in here, and this is an incendiary call to arms, they say. So this is Teenage Riot on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. So let's have a listen to this song.